welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panora Chamber of Commerce member Kristen Krauthammel about the Panorama Days celebration happening this Friday through Sunday in Panora. So for this year's Panorama Days, what would you say are some new events happening for this year?
Well, the first thing, what was new last year was having, or newer, or returning, was having a street dance at night. And so on Saturday evening, we have decided to go ahead and do that again this year. And we're teaming up with the Owl's Nest to put that on. We'll have Red Dirt Renegade will be the band from 9 p.m. to 12 in the town square. And you can bring canned beverages and your own coolers. And then you can also purchase canned beverages from the Owl's Nest and take it across the street. So you can't have it in the street, but you can have it in the square. So we're excited to have that again this year. And then it also looks like a couple of newer or things to mention is Panora State Bank is having their 60th anniversary. So they're having an ice cream social at 5 o'clock on Friday evening. And Panora Telco is also celebrating their 100 years. So at the same time, in the same location, they'll also be having an open house from 5 to 7.
And for the street dance on Saturday night, is there a cost for attendees to come to that?
Nope, absolutely not. It is 100% free.
And looking at events that require registration, like the cribbage tournament, bass fishing, 5K, are there a cost to any of these events?
To register for any of those events, you can go to panorachamber.org and all the forms to register for any of those events are out there. The 5K fun run, there is a registration form at panorachamber.org, and if you hover over Panorama Days, you'll see all the event registration forms or the ones that are out there. Some you just register right at the location, and some you can register ahead of time. And so the cost is $20 per runner for the fun run, which is Saturday, August 3rd, from 7 to 9 a.m., and it starts at Reshape Fitness Studio. And you can also get registered at getmeregistered.com/panoramadaysrun. So it's $20 per runner or walker, or $60 for a family of four or more. And then it says Kids Warrior Run is free. And the top two finishers in each age group of the 5K will also get an award and a prize. And then all participants are going to receive a thank you gift for supporting Panorama Days.
And then on Friday night, there's the Little Miss Mister Panorama Days. That's at 8:30. Do kids need to register beforehand for that?
So the Little Miss and Mr. Panorama drawing on Friday night, it will run from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. During that time, parents and kids can pay $1 to enter their name into a drawing for Little Miss or Little Mr. Panorama Days. And then whoever is drawn at the end of that evening gets to ride in the parade on Saturday. So we're excited that Ella Moss, who is Miss Guthrie County United States Agriculture, she's going to be there to take those registrations for the kids.
And you're the music coordinator, and there's a lot of music happening on the Saturday afternoon. Has that been a tradition for a while for the festival?
Yeah, right after the parade is over, we like to have an energetic band start. So this year, we haven't had them here for a couple of years, but we have the Waukee Big Band coming at 11:15 a.m. Well, they should perform right as soon as the parade is over, and they're a very large brass band with probably 15 to 20 members. So we're excited to have them back. And then at 1:15, the schedule that was printed says Denise Forney. She was here last year and does some children's music, so that'll be right after the baby contest. However, she was at the last minute unable to attend, so we have another kind of children's artist coming to perform at that time. So we're excited to have Debbie Duwop coming, and she'll perform at 1:15. Local artists Dale Menning and the Stardusters from Guthrie Center, they will perform on the big stage at 2:15. And then we have a men's a cappella group at 3:15 in the gazebo. I also want to mention on Friday evening, Brick Immerman's one-man band has kind of been a tradition that he performs on the square from 5 to 6 during the farmer's market and before the Cruise the Loop starts and during Chalk the Block and when we have our vendors start to open around 4:30 or so. And so, well, going back to music, music. We also decided to, you know, the crowd kind of thins out in the afternoon because everybody wants to go to the ski show, which is over at the Lake Panorama. And so then the bags tournament starts about 5:30. So we have Mason Jar coming to kind of perform during the bags tournament. So we'll have live music during the bags tournament as well.
And so what would you say makes Panorama Days, quote unquote, your ticket to paradise or a fun celebration for people to be a part of?
Yeah, absolutely. So Panorama Days has been going on for well over 50 years. I believe our 50th anniversary was a year or two ago. And for a town our size, to have a three-day festival with all of this stuff going on, it's just wonderful. Like I said, if you look at the schedule of events out on panoramachamber.com or our Facebook page, Panorama Days, just look for Panorama Days. It's its own page. We have classic car shows. We have a Cruise the Loop, which is sponsored by Retrolux. We have a kids' cakewalk. We have a Bill Riley talent show. Those are sponsored by WFPF and Main Street Dance Studio. And Main Street Dance Studio will actually perform Friday night as well at 6 o'clock. This is all happening kind of during our normal Friday night farmers market on the square. Friday night at 9:30, we have fireworks sponsored by Lake Panorama Association. Saturday, you know, we have the bass fishing tournament and pancake breakfasts and annual beef burger meal. I mean, there's different groups all around town doing different things. We have an awesome kids zone where kids pay $10 for a wristband and they can go in the bouncy houses. That $10 covers bouncy houses and painted on tattoos and face painting and balloon animals and all kinds of fun stuff for the kids to do during the afternoon there. We have the baby contest. Like I said, we also will have a Citizen of the Year and who won the parade, the different categories in the parade. That'll be announced. We have an awesome parade that people come out of the woodwork for the parade that morning, so that's a lot of fun. We have bingo all afternoon. There's just so many fun events at this three-day celebration of our community, and it's exciting to see all the sponsors that we have involved, all of the volunteers that we have involved. We are still looking for volunteers, so you can reach out to panorachamber@gmail.com. If you're interested in volunteering, we can get you that information. So yeah, it's just a really great event for our community.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panora Chamber of Commerce member Kristen Krauthammel about the Panorama Days celebration happening this Friday through Sunday in Panora. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.